Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Wine Time with your host, January Jones. It's time to stop whining and start winning. Listen up. January is here to help you. Now, your host, January Jones.
Tell me, are you worried about getting older? Let me ask you, what do you whine about most? Does the guy in your life drive you crazy? Are you afraid of embarrassing yourself? Would you love to have more fun in life? Do you think you're too old to learn how to be happy? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then I would like to welcome you to Wine Time with January Jones. I'm your wine tester host, and I'm not talking about the wine you drink, but rather the wine you do. As your winologist expert, I'm inviting you to enjoy our show today with my guest, Dr. Beth Erickson, author of several books, including Marriage Isn't for Sissies. Now we'll wind in with our first segment, our topic today, how to stop whining about your marriage. I will be discussing it with our guest, Dr. Beth Erickson. Hello, Dr. Beth, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, January. It's delightful to be with you.
Great. I've been looking forward to this interview ever since I heard about you from our mutual friend and colleague, Dr. Karen Gail Lewis. But first, I'd like to tell my listeners a little bit about you.
Okay.
Dr. Beth is a nationally recognized speaker and author with over three decades of experience as a marriage and family therapist. Dr. Beth has looked at and worked with marriages from all camera angles, including the lens of divorce mediator. She has distilled her observations and conclusions in a book discussing the seven key experience tells her are the most important skills that couples need to master in order to have a happy and fulfilling marriage. I've read your book, and it's fabulous, and I highly recommend it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Now I'd like to, before we begin, I'd like you to tell us briefly in your own words, how did your journey begin, and how does your story start?
Well, the very first part of my professional journey is that I decided when I was in 11th grade that I wanted to
take
11th grade English, which I did for 7 years until I got the idea that I actually started attracting so many disturbed kids in my classes. I figured I'd better figure out what I was doing because I was totally flying by the seat of my pants. Yeah, which is when I went to graduate school and got my master's degree and then followed my nose and got my PhD.
Okay, and now where were you raised?
I was reared in southern Minnesota, a little tiny town of 935 people.
Oh, my gosh, that is small.
Yes.
And where did you go to school?
I did my undergraduate degree at Gustavus Adolphus College in southern Minnesota. It's a Swedish Lutheran college after King Gustav Adolf VII of Sweden.
Okay.
And then I did my doctorate at the University of Minnesota in adult development.
Okay.
And then I did 2 years postdoctoral training in marriage and family therapy.
Oh, my gosh. So you really have paid your dues as far as getting prepared for your profession.
Yes.
Were you raised in a large family, a Lutheran Swedish family?
Well, my mother was Norwegian and Daddy was Swedish, so it was...
Well, that's a mixed marriage.
Yes, it is a mixed marriage. even though the ethnic groups are very similar, there are some distinct differences.
Absolutely. I know my husband's Norwegian, and his sister, when she married a Swedish fellow, it was an interesting experience for the entire family.
Yes, I'm sure. Uh-huh. In fact, the first course I ever took in family therapy was a one-day seminar called Ethnicity and Religion.
Uh-huh.
And I went up, but the professor kept talking about mixed marriages. And I was so confused by that. So I went up to him at the morning break, and I said, excuse me, Dr. Middleford, would you consider a marriage between a Swede and a Norwegian a mixed marriage? And he looked back at me and said, well, wouldn't you? I didn't think so, but anyway. So that was my baptism.
That's so, you'd have to be from a Scandinavian family to understand the implications of that.
Yes.
Now, were you from a large family?
Yes, I was the youngest of eight.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I sure was.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now, is your family still in Minnesota, or are they scattered out all over the country?
Well, in fact, one branch of the family is in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And several people, well, I guess all the rest of my remaining siblings are in Minnesota.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And do you get together and have Scandinavian holidays and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, the ethnicity, the cooking part of the tradition has kind of been diluted. It's not lutefisk and Swedish potato sausage anymore. It's more of, you know, the more Americana type tradition.
Right.
But I still have fond memories and fond thoughts about those holiday traditions that we shared.
Yeah, my husband still does the cookies, the Christmas cookies, and we always celebrate the holiday with the Sons of Norway. And we just got back from Alaska on the Norwegian Cruise Lines ship Sun, and our captain was Norwegian, Captain Tommy Stensrud, and he invited us up to the bridge as we went into the glacier, and he was just a traditional Norwegian. As soon as we walked on the bridge, he had our coffee and cookies and pastries, and, you know, the first thing when you walk into a Norwegian home is you have to sit down and eat.
Yes, that's right.
That's mandatory.
Eat and have coffee.
Yeah. So now, you opened your practice. How old were you when you first opened your first practice?
Well, let's see. That was in 1981. How old would I?
Well, you don't need to tell us the age, but that's been, and have you stayed in that practice, or have you taken on partners, or have you?
No, I have moved around the country. I've been a solo practitioner with one exception. I worked in Chicago, two exceptions, actually. I worked in Chicago for a time and had a partner who was also a marriage and family therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved back to Minnesota, I was so busy with a waiting list that could have kept me working 6 days a week and still had a waiting list. So I took on some young associates then.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm back in solo practice.
Solo practice.
Yeah.
Now I've got a two-part question to ask you, and it's about your profession and your feelings about it, and what do you feel is the best part of your profession, and what are the worst things that you have to deal with?
Well, the best part of it is at least the way that I work, and I know not all psychologists and mental health practitioners think of their work this way, but I think of it as a vocation, not a profession, a vocation in the Roman Catholic sense of the word, that is my calling.
Calling, okay.
And so I very much believe that I am doing God's work when I sit down with people, even if I never mention a spiritual word at all.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I don't, unlike many Christian counselors, who try to convert and talk from a Christian perspective, I have many people that I've worked with over the years who've been Jewish and
right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So basically, you're approaching each person, no matter what their beliefs are, as basically having all people have the same basic problems when it comes to counseling.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so it's interesting that probably one of the biggest drawbacks of being a psychotherapist is it's a very lonely process.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it on one level, that doesn't make sense. How can you be lonely when, when you're with people all day long? But it can be lonely because if you're doing a good job, you're not getting your needs met. You're meeting your client's needs. And as rightly you should.
Right.
That way. And so it can be very lonely at times.
You know, lately there's been several TV shows on with great success about therapists, and I've been watching one called In Treatment. And one of the premises of the show is he treats patients, but yet then he goes and gets treatment for himself.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The best therapists practice what they preach. And the people who never have been in treatment themselves, in therapy themselves, they may have all kinds of book learning about the process, but they don't know anything.
Right.
And so one of the questions I encourage people who approach me and ask, how do I find a good therapist, is I say, ask them, have they done their own therapeutic work?
Right, right.
And if they haven't, head for the hills.
Right. You know, when we come back from our break with Dr. Beth Erickson, the author of Marriage Isn't for Sissies, I want to talk with you a little bit about the stigma of therapy. And some people have a problem getting into therapy, and they're reluctant to do it. And I'd like to discuss how to help people make that decision so that they can go forward with their lives.
Yeah. Exactly.
When we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. Beth Erickson. This is January Jones, Wine Time with January Jones.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. January Jones is the wine tester and the author of Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, which has reached a number one ranking at Amazon.com and was also voted the number one book to be given anonymously. It's available in most bookstores. It deals with the whining epidemic taking place all around us with humor and hope. If you know anyone who whines, the 11th Commandment is the perfect gift to give or get.
Thou Shalt Not Wine.
Plan to visit January's online Wine Time store where you can purchase her book, the Smiley Wine Pins, tote bag, and t-shirts. Go to www.januaryjones.com.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good.
And it's not even bad for you.
You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, it's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco.
You don't know what's coming next.
The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts Live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Want to have behind-the-scenes access to some of the greatest minds of today? On Shift in Action, we feature leading-edge innovators who are building a more conscious, sustainable, and healthy culture. Host Stephen Dynan offers live shows with evolutionary leaders such as Deepak Chopra, Van Jones, and others who are creating new paradigms for conscious living. You can keep your finger on the pulse of the latest frontier work with our weekly transmission of inspired wisdom on Shift in Action, broadcast live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on Voice America. Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to Wine Time with January Jones. Do you have a question, comment, or complaint?
There are no complaints.
Call January now at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to info@januaryjones.com. Now back to Wine Time. Here's January Jones.
Welcome back to Wine Time with January Jones, and it's time to wine up featuring Dr. Beth Erickson, the author of Marriage Isn't for Sissies. Prior to our break, we were talking, Dr. Beth, about the stigma of going into therapy, and how do you suggest people overcome that and step forward to help change their lives?
Well, I think the good news is that there is a lessening of that stigma, because I think more and more people who want to live a conscious life instead of just dragging themselves through the rest of their lives,
right,
more and more people are saying, look, something's wrong here. I have no idea what it is, but I need some help to figure it out.
Right, right.
So your numbers are growing, folks, of people who say, uncle, I got to do something.
Right.
And I think also paradoxically, the fact that more and more psychotropic medications are prescribed makes it okay, for example, to be depressed or to be anxious. So, but the problem with that is that so often physicians prescribe psychotropic meds and patients take them thinking, okay, there now. I've done what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a situational depression or a bout of anxiety, that may be sufficient. But if it's been a longer-term issue, you're going to get stuck, and the whole rest of your life is going to get log-jammed.
Yeah.
Unless you say, I need to do something, and I don't care what anybody else thinks.
Right.
I need to do something because I know that something's wrong. And I also know, this is what I also tell my patients, is you don't have to be sick to get better.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, we've been married 39 years now, and I am proud to say that throughout that time we have on many occasions gone for preventive family counseling.
Exactly.
And we've gone to get, and it's so helpful sometimes when everyone can sit back and let it out and then have a neutral party look at it and help you analyze it. And it's so helpful to see the other person's point of view.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and I highly recommend a preventive, especially if you're dealing with family issues, children, teenagers, just separation, all the kinds of things that come up with a family. It's money well spent. You know, some people say, well, we can't afford it. And my answer is you can't afford not to.
Yeah. And especially when marriages are in trouble, if they say we can't afford it, then my response is divorces are incredibly expensive.
Yeah, you think this is going to cost.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing I say
why give your money to a divorce lawyer when you can invest it in your relationship and help everyone heal?
Why give your money to two divorce lawyers? You'd each end up with a lawyer. And, you know, so that's expensive. And the other thing I say is that, I just lost my thought. Whatever it was, I know what. If your car totally broke down, you wouldn't say, all right, I don't need my car. You'd go to the bank and you'd get a loan for it.
Right, right.
So if there is a will, there is a way. With the exception of the people who are being caught in this horribly difficult economic time, those folks are well advised to spend, for instance, the $20 it costs to get my book, Marriage Isn't for Sissies, at Amazon.com, because it's a guidebook for and a self-assessment index to do some self-help and to dialogue with your spouse about the changes you need to make that would improve your marriage.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a lot of that with the economy and all the things that are happening. A lot of people are dealing with depression and relationships, and you're right, they don't have the money to do a lot of things, but they can get self-help. Would you share with my listeners some information on your website and some contact info and what people will find at your wonderful website? I've gone there, and it's a great, great resource.
Oh, good. Thank you. Well, first of all, my web address is drbetherickson.com, and it's D-R, no period, D-R Beth, B-E-T-H. ERICKSON.com. And when you get to the home page, you'll see right imprinted in the banner is a notation that if you leave me your email address and first name, you can then download the first self-assessment index that's in the book that helps you see how your marriage stacks up.
Oh, that is fabulous.
Yeah, and then you can take that self-assessment index and ask your spouse or partner to do that, and then that begins to be a touch point for dialogue about what's working that you can pat yourselves on the back for, and then, this area is kind of a problem unless we listen up here.
Right.
That is a really helpful tool for people.
Yes, and it's a good first step. And some of the products that people will find, of course, there is your book, Marriage is for Sissies, and
Marriage
what are some of the other products
for sissies.
That they can
Marriage
get?
Isn't for sissies.
Isn't for sissies. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to tell your listeners about, January, is that if they have a personal question that they'd like to ask me and get a personal answer from me, they can go to AskDrBethErickson.com.
Okay.
And leave me a question with their email address. Or if they want to have a conversation with me, they can leave me their phone number. And they will get a personal response from me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And you're also available as an organizational consultant and executive coach.
Yes.
Off-site and retreat facilitator and a wonderful, wonderful motivational speaker. And you also host your own radio show, HealthyLife.net. And I've been a guest on your show, and it's a wonderful show, and I highly recommend that, too.
But that's my old show.
Oh, that's your old
show? My new show is called Relationships 101.
101. Okay.
On webtalkradio.net.
Webtalkradio. Okay, Relationship 101.
Uh-huh.
And when did you write your first book?
1993 it was published. It's called Helping Men Change. The Role of the Female Therapist. And it was written at a time, I was in fact asked to write this book It was written at a time where male therapists, it was assumed, automatically could treat female patients.
Uh-huh.
But female patients, or female therapists, didn't know anything about treating male patients.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when the editor of the publishing house heard me speak on the men's groups I was running in 1990, she approached me and said, if you want a contract, you've got it. I have looked for 2 years to find the right woman to write this book.
Uh-huh.
So it was released in 1993, and it was a delightful book to write.
Uh-huh.
And
well received.
Yeah, yes. It was a professional book that was really, you know, it was aimed at female therapists.
Uh-huh.
But it was really a crossover book, and meaning that it was part self-help as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it did very well, I'm pleased to say.
Well, the book I want to talk about today is The Marriage Isn't for Sissies, and what a great, great title. I mean, that just jumps out at you. And when you start, how long did it take you to write that book?
Well, you're probably not going to believe this, but 6 weeks.
How long?
6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. I don't believe that. Tell me your secret.
Well, I guess the 33 years I've spent working with couples,
okay.
You know, I was pretty clear on what I wanted to say, and I just had to start saying it.
So you had basically all your research had been done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And many times over, many years ago.
Right. And you talk about the 7 simple steps for creating the best part of your life.
Yes.
And the best part of your life should be your marriage, definitely. And when you're people are reading your book, you talk about getting the most out of reading this book. And how do you suggest that people do that?
Take the self-assessment indices. There are a couple.
Uh-huh.
Mentioned one already. Another one is helping people assess their style of handling conflict.
Oh.
And another one is helping people assess the just in general the relative health of their marriage. And so, you know, it's not like somebody from the outside is going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I strongly recommend that both people have their own copy of the book. Of course, mm-hmm. there's a little bit of enlightened self-interest there.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly they can each read at the same time and take the self-assessment indices and then stop and dialogue about them.
Okay, and try to be objective when you're doing this.
Yeah, when you put something to paper, it automatically increases your objectivity.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
That's why it's so important for people to journal.
Yes.
I talk about that all the time.
Yes.
And I think sometimes when you put it and reduce the, you negate your own agenda, and you can step back and see the other person's perspective.
Yes, much more easily. I agree.
Oh, yeah, that's so important. So a couple should get this, and if they both do the self-assessments and then get together and dialogue, that is a great first step.
And I would also, I also suggest in the book that people take the self-assessment indices pre-reading the book or that chapter,
uh-huh.
and then when they're all done reading the book, and see if the way that they relate to each other has changed.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure that must be kind of eye-opening experience.
Yeah.
When we come back with Dr. Beth Erickson, we'll come back, and I want to ask her about the non-traditional family and how that is affecting family counseling and relationships and marriages and children and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back with Wine Time with January Jones and Dr. Beth Erickson.
Now. the Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
January Jones is the wine tester and the author of Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, which has reached a number one ranking at Amazon.com and was also voted the number one book to be given anonymously. It's available in most bookstores. It deals with the whining epidemic taking place all around us with humor and hope. If you know anyone who whines, the 11th Commandment is the perfect gift to give or get.
Thou Shalt Not Wine.
Plan to visit January's online Wine Time store where you can purchase her book, the Smiley Wine Pins, tote bag, and t-shirts. Go to www.januaryjones.com.
Take a look inside the country's fastest growing professional sports organization. Join Robbie Kendall for Inside the ABA on the Voice America Sports Channel. The show will feature weekly interviews with the owners, players, coaches, and influential league executives. Tune in and be a part of the fastest growing sports organization in the world. You can hear Inside the ABA every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement, get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Wine Time with January Jones. Do you have a question, comment, or complaint?
There are no complaints.
Call January now at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to info@januaryjones.com. Now back to Wine Time. Here's January Jones.
Welcome back to Wind Down Time with January Jones and my guest, Dr. Beth Erickson. We were just discussing her wonderful book, Marriage Isn't for Sissies, and we were talking about the non-traditional families that most families are experiencing that right now, aren't they, Dr. Beth?
Yes. Uh-huh. With divorce, with children involved, there is no such thing as a divorce.
Uh-huh.
In that you, and here's the cruel hoax about divorce. If most marriages end when they end because of a lack of communication and ability to resolve conflict,
mm-hmm.
post-divorce with children, you need to communicate even better and be better at solving problems than you ever were when you were married.
Right.
Because you're in two households, and the more people who remarry and divorce with children and remarry and divorce with children, the more complex and complicated and, frankly, dangerous it is for people, particularly children,
uh-huh.
in those families.
Yeah, we're the classical, traditional California family, his, hers, and ours.
Yeah.
Which is why I heartily recommend counseling.
Yeah.
Because trying to work through the maze of different families, traditions, and personalities, it's a challenge, isn't it?
Yes, and boundaries, too. You know,
yes.
Trying to figure out, okay, if my husband and I were married and had two kids, and then he divorces and remarry somebody else,
mm-hmm.
okay, what are the boundaries? How much can she be involved in our parenting, and how much can I be involved in their family?
Right.
You know? And so it's very, very dicey.
Yeah, it's a tricky line to walk, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. And here's the distressing statistic.
Oh, dear.
children are the predisposing factor, the reason that people stay in their first marriage.
Uh-huh.
And they are the predisposing factor for people to end subsequent relationships.
Uh-huh.
Because people think they're fighting about the children, but what their issue really is there is some structural dysfunction going on in the family that when they rivet all their attention on a child who is acting out,
uh-huh.
who is mom's favorite, or
right.
whatever, they miss the boat and then keep compounding the problem.
Okay, so they don't go to the core of the problem.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they get distracted, which is so easy to do.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you about marriage in the workplace. Could you tell us your approach to that?
Well, it's so interesting. I've, in the last year, have begun to do a lot of research
uh-huh.
how marriages impact the workplace.
Right.
Now, most people think the workplace impacts marriages, and
uh-huh.
that's true, but marriages also impact the workplace. Relationship dysfunction
mm-hmm.
costs American corporations $6.8 billion a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's astronomical.
Amazing.
But nobody thinks about that. They, you know, the prevailing quote wisdom is leave your problems at the door when you come to work. Well, anybody who knows what it's like sitting at your desk the morning after a horrific
yeah.
fight the night before
yeah, right.
knows that that just ain't going to happen.
Uh-huh.
It
yeah.
ain't going to happen.
And now most marriages, most couples, both couples work.
Yes. And so it's compounded times two.
Right.
But you know what? The good news part of that is people who are in a happy marriage are much more loyal employees.
Yeah.
They have the same people skills available to them at work that they have that are required to make a good marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
make great managers and mm-hmm. team players and executives. they also cost companies less in terms of health care costs.
Right.
There is far less substance abuse, far less depression and anxiety,
yeah.
far less little to no spousal abuse.
Right. And there's a lot less whining in the workplace, isn't
oh,
there?
Oh, gosh, yes. And a lot less whining, too. As in,
well, that's my mantra. I'm trying to stop all this whining.
Yes, but whining as in chemical use, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, whining and whining.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Now, you write about fair-proofing your marriage. And
yes.
What are those suggestions that you can give my listeners to help a fair-proof their
yeah.
marriage?
The subtitle of Marriages and for Sissies is Seven Simple Keys to Unlocking the Best Part of Your Life. And this is the first key because it is so significant. You
mm-hmm.
have to build trust in your marriage. Not just trust that my spouse won't be off on a dalliance with somebody else, but much more importantly, trust that I can be vulnerable with him or her and not get squashed.
Uh-huh.
And not get judged or blamed. And basically, I can be confident that I will get my needs met. Or if my spouse can't meet all of my needs, at least he or she will try, and I'll have to take them to a best friend for the remainder of my needs.
Right, yeah. So often people talk about having their husband or wife become their best friend.
Yeah.
And you heartily approve of that, right?
Oh, I approve of it, and I have no doubt my husband is my best friend.
Likewise for me. We're very lucky, aren't we?
Yes, blessed.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now, the second key, you write about taking time for the Daily Magic 10. Could you
yes.
give us an insight into that?
Well, it's amazing how little time couples spend during a day.
Right.
just focusing on each other.
Uh-huh.
The tendency is to, when you come home from work, work with the kids on homework and then flip on the TV.
Right,
or
right.
Take them to soccer and flip on the TV. And so relationships, marriages start to starve.
Yes.
And so what I suggest is if you take the first 10 minutes, just 10 minutes is all you need.
That's not much.
No, it's not. If you take the first 10 minutes and focus on each other,
uh-huh.
and, you know, step away from the hubbub in your house and just talk, just share, that insulates your marriage from a whole lot of problems, because it feeds, you each feed each other.
Right.
And the only caveats I suggest are, uh-huh. there are two topics that are off limits.
Okay, what are those?
Business,
uh-huh.
and kids.
Okay, business and kids.
Yeah, because it's too easy to just come home and do whining and ranting about, you know, this jerk at work, or my boss is such a dork, or my
uh-huh.
kids were driving me nuts today. And that's just a whine time, as you would call it.
Right, right.
Yeah, which accomplishes nothing and, in fact, is a distancer between you. So focus on each other. Talk about what's the next trip we want to take.
And, right.
You know, where would we want to retire? Or during a political season,
uh-huh.
you know, who's the best political candidate for X office and Y? Or
yeah.
anything except business and kids.
And no whining.
And no whining, that's right.
And now the third key is setting boundaries. Could you, we don't have much time, could you give
no.
us a little insight into how to keep everybody safe?
Well, it's the only way, the primary way to keep people safe is to have clear boundaries and
uh-huh.
Know who can do what to when and
mm-hmm.
with whom when. So, and the concept of boundaries is particularly dicey and important in non-traditional families.
Yeah, yeah. And then you talk about, we just have a minute here, sharing feelings to enhance intimacy.
Yeah.
And this come in with the Daily Magic 10?
Yes, and it also comes in with building trust. The main legal tender in a relationship is the ability to share feelings.
Mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm.
Couples can't share feelings, the relationship becomes bankrupt.
Right. And
so I give some do's and don'ts for how to share feelings appropriately in ways that will enhance intimacy, not detract from it.
Right, and then it's also, I think, important to take the sharing of feelings and take it out towards the rest of the family.
Sure.
And bring your children into the circle.
Sure, and you do that by teaching them the language of feelings as
right.
well as modeling it for them.
Yeah, yeah. Then they'll have something to imitate, and your example is the best way to teach. When we come back, I want to hear a little bit about fighting fairly.
Yeah,
I think that's something we all need to know in all of our marriages. We'll be right back on Wine Time with January Jones with Dr. Beth Erickson.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty says just what you're looking for. Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. dances life. Life is Dance, broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Wielding power, shaping environments and outcomes, and making things happen are all essential characteristics of great leaders. Yet these qualities alone are not enough to ensure your success. In a complex world, how do you decide what's most important to you? In your career, your relationships, your finances, your family, in the world around you, in the whole of your life at large? Dr. Joseph Riggio, the host of Leadership Intuition, says that personal leadership, the desire to take charge of your life, is the key to creating futures that work and building a life worth living. Join Joseph as he reveals the power of uncovering and living your own personal mythology, the key to personal transformation, exquisite performance, and social influence. Learn to look inside and discover your personal mythology and unique leadership style. Go beyond conventional advice and discover your unique success blueprint on Leadership Intuitions with Dr. Joseph Riggio each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Leadership Intuitions, power, achievement, relationships.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to Wine Time with January Jones. Do you have a question, comment, or complaint?
There are no complaints.
Call January now at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to info@januaryjones.com. Now back to Wine Time. Here's January Jones.
Welcome back to our final segment, and now we'll wind out with Dr. Beth Erickson. I want your feedback and your interactions. Don't hesitate to email me at info@januaryjones.com with your ideas, questions. Be sure to let me know what you want to hear about on our show. Please go to my website at www.januaryjones.com to sign in for my weekly Wine Time e-zine full of information about future shows and guests. Please don't hesitate to make comments on my blog, and be sure to buy my book, Thou Shalt Not Wine, The 11th Commandment, at Amazon.com. It was voted the number one best book to be given anonymously. It's the perfect gift to give or get, especially with Father's Day coming up. And now, Dr. Beth, I know with Father's Day, you have a wonderful book that I'd like to recommend to my listeners. Could you tell them about it?
Yes, it's called Longing for Dad, Father Loss and Its Impact. You know, those of us who are blessed enough to have had a good relationship with our fathers, and even more blessed, when you can, dad's alive and you can celebrate with him.
Right.
We probably don't realize the agony that people who have lost their fathers go through.
Uh-huh.
And the obvious loss, the first obvious loss, is death.
Yes.
My father died when I was 9, so I know what dealing with that is like. But paradoxically, that's the easiest kind of father loss to deal with.
Right.
Because there is an event that happens, you get surrounded by social supports, and you it's easier to move on then.
Uh-huh. There's resolution the other, there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and whereas with the other sources of father hunger, divorce, single mothering, abuse, addiction, and traditional fathering, those are much more difficult to even name, even to figure out what's the matter,
mm-hmm.
let alone difficult and painful to deal with.
Right.
So Longing for Dad has been in print for 11 years. It's
wonderful.
Still in print,
uh-huh.
And it's available at Amazon.com. It's also available in the Chinese, Czech, and Turkish language.
Well, I'm sure I have a lot of Chinese, Czech, and Turkish listeners. So.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully they'll buy it, too, at Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
Before we had our break, we were talking about fighting fairly in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you could give us a few hints on that, that would help a lot of us.
Yes, exactly. It's pretty easy to understand that most marriages or relationships end when they end. It's because they don't know how to fight fairly.
Uh-huh.
They either don't fight at all, or they fight constantly, or fight, and when they do it poorly, so it's really wounding to both of them and damaging to the marriage.
Yeah, and so, people tend to say things that sometimes can't be forgotten.
Yes, that's right. You cannot take words back.
Right.
And so you need to learn how to express your feelings constructively, even negative feelings like anger or disappointment,
mm-hmm.
in a way that it enhances intimacy and cooperation instead of destroying it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically what the chapter on that key is all about, is how to tell when you're fighting fairly and when you're not,
mm-hmm.
and what fighting fairly is.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do you do that makes a fight fair and not fair?
Yeah, it's hard to know how to set up those boundaries, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a self-assessment index here on, I call it a conflict checkup.
Okay.
So it's got 30 items. So you can really see, you know, you may know that you and your spouse or partner aren't doing so well with each other when it comes to conflict, but you may have difficulty identifying what it is that you're doing that is wrong and that is not effective.
Uh-huh.
And so then once you identify those things that you do that you really need not to do, then you can work on that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be running out of time, but I want my listeners to know that the sixth key, Healing Past Hurts, makes you available for intimacy, and the seventh key, Cultivating a Nurturing Close Sexual Relationship. Those are in Dr. Erickson's book, and you can find that book at Amazon.com, and you will also learn how to insulate your marriage from the demands of the world. Also, she has some wonderful hot topics, marital minefields, children as spoils and high conflict divorces, when Dick and Jane grow up. She's quite a resource, and I highly recommend that you go to her website and also listen to her show, Relationships 101. I'm sorry today, Dr. Beth, but that's all the time we have, and I have so many more questions for you. You must promise to come back and visit with us again on Wine
Sure.
Time.
Absolutely, anytime, January.
Oh, this is great having you, and I've so looked forward to this, and it's wonderful sharing you as a friend with Dr. Karen Gale Lewis.
Yes.
Isn't it lovely how we've all networked together?
Yes, that's correct.
For now, this is tomorrow. Yes, for now, this is January Jones signing off with cheers and chocolates for anyone in the crowd who feels chronologically challenged. Remember, you heard it here, and be sure to tell your friends. Tune in, tune on, and tune up next week on Wine Time with January Jones. It's your choice to be a smiley and not a whiny. Before we go, Dr. Beth, I know you're a smiley, but do you ever whine about anything?
Not much anymore.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
That's wonderful. That's my goal, to get to that area. Well, stop whining.
Yeah.
So I remember tell everyone, stop whining, start smiling, and if that doesn't work, start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of it. This is January Jones. Until we can do this again next week, take care. stay safe until we meet again. And thank you again, Dr. Beth. It's been wonderful having you on my show.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Wine Time with January Jones. Join us again next Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America. Now, go out and have a winning week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.